nearly, thereabouts, about 30 years old when he went in.
That's right. On July 3rd of, see, what year would that be? 18.
19. We were married as soon as he came back.
Was discharged in 19.
Discharged in 19.
I believe that's right.
You went in July, 1st of July, in 18.
To be more exact, it was the 3rd of July.
That's one thing. No, that's one thing I tell you. It's really amazing. Anybody that's ever been in the service always remembers when he's going to get out.
Yes.
You always memorize that date because that's the thing.
We were off Cape Hatteras when we heard about the armistice being signed. And after that, I just lived the life of Riley. Didn't have to do anything.
Sit by the gun, polish it maybe or something.
I never thought so much about it, but it's always pretty rough off Cape Hatteras down there. And lately I've heard about this, what do you call it down there where there's so many ships and airships even.
Oh, the Bermuda Triangle, yeah.
Bermuda Triangle, oh. That's it.
Well, Cape Hatteras, I think, is right where the Gulf Stream,
yeah.
It follows the coastline, and yes, Cape Hatteras is where it goes off into the Atlantic.
Yeah, but it's always rough down there, and it's just at the edge of this Bermuda Triangle off of here.
That's right.
I might have been scared if I'd known about that.
I think there's enough stuff to be scared of. Then, matter of fact, I can remember going down there, walking on the beach, and seeing the shipwrecks that washed up. We used to go down there. Something that I'm from Virginia originally. We used to go
I see.
Outer Banks of North Carolina there. That's an interesting place. The whole great big chain of islands are just big sandbars, huge sandbars off the. That sort of are off the coast, including Cape Hatteras. It's just a big, big sandbar right there.
I guess it's still a mystery what becomes of ships that have gone down. The instruments weren't working right, and the first thing you know, just gone.
Well, I don't know. you know, from what I see, just around the city in Chicago, of the average guy that owns this powerboat, he has just about enough sense to dock a thing, you know. Get a guy like that on the open ocean, and it's a miracle that more of them don't disappear without
well,
a trace.
Well, yeah, that's true, but the scientists have worked on this thing for years. Can't tell just what's the cause of it. I think they say there's another spot in the Indian Ocean that's about the same. Ships have gone down, and even they send out an airplane to when they get a call that they're having trouble, and neither one of them get back. They all go down, even airships.
Well, I don't know. One thing's sure, it makes good copy for books that people can sell.
Yeah.
Movies and TV and
everything.
Around here, did you usually just what kind of farming were you?
Livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Just general farming. We did have a small commercial orchard too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Corn, wheat, and hay.
Up there.
Hogs and cattle.
And you raised your own feed here, or?
Well, we used some commercial feed way back there, very little. We fed all the feed we raised and bought some beside.